Come over already. I know you're done cleaning the dishes. I want to give you a hug to thank you for cooking dinner. When you said you could make a great steak, I didn't think you meant that good. You have to give a girl a better warning. Yeah, get over here. Make squeezes for my big man. I love this. Nothing quite like holding you. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Let's lie down and cuddle. What shirt do you want to put on? I think we only have a few more episodes of that show we were watching. I forget the name. Yeah, that one. Want to finish that off tonight? Oh, you don't want to put anything on? So just cuddling? That sounds wonderful. I'd love some time to appreciate my man. No distractions. We'll pick up the show another time. I can spoil you and give you all the physical attention that you need. I want to lie on top of you, so scooch over and lie down. Yeah, this is exactly what I wanted. To be able to breathe in your scent. To creep onto your shirt as if I let go, someone will take this one away from me. To listen to your heartbeat and know that each one belongs to me. This is my favorite thing in the whole world. This time I get to appreciate that you're in my life and you're mine to hold close. Makes me realize how lucky I am. We can both be lucky to have each other. It doesn't have to just be me or you. Though we took our time getting here, that's for sure. Whoa, hey now, let's not go pointing fingers. We're best friends, our best friends. I'm so surprised I mustered up the courage to confess. It's so, like, cliche, not wanting to lose all you had, but not being able to have these cuddles was a far worse outcome. I mean, we did talk about everything with each other. We talked about our shitty dates and inability to find someone we thought was good enough. We talked about our worries, our toxic traits. Hell, we waved around our red flags to each other like they were our pride and joy. Thinking about it, how could I ever forget how you bragged to me about being a switch? Was that the line you said? Oh, it was, being a switch keeps my options open. What did that even mean? Okay, of course, being a switch allows you to meet any partner's taste, but you have to have a preference, right? Everyone leans a little more in one way or another. Someone's being a little bit stubborn. It's hard to believe you don't fantasize about either being at someone's whim while you act like a good boy for them, or maybe about pinning your girlfriend down and taking some kisses for yourself. You have to have a few more thoughts about one more than the other, right? I do confess, I have a preference that I don't think I ever told you. I'm sure it's been implied more times than either of us could count, but I much prefer being in control. I like the feeling of being on top of you like this. The idea of having power over someone bigger and stronger than me. Not because I force you, but because you're willing to let me control you and what I give you. Yeah, I like that idea quite a bit. On the flip side, not having that control is not as fun for me. I'd give it a try for you, but don't expect me to fully enjoy pleasing any dominant side you may have. Yeah, may have. I'm not so convinced that you have a strong dominant side. I mean, it's good to have this conversation, like, since we only recently started dating, but we should set our expectations. Sexually, that is. Since we've been best friends for so long, I'm comfortable moving, toward that stuff sooner than later. Sorry, feeling your chest like this has me needy. I want you, but where are you at? I'm glad we're on the same page in that regard. I also want to make sure you know that I'm very active. And because of that, I like to get a little handsy. Are you okay with that? If that makes makes you uncomfortable, or if it's ever unwelcome, please let me know. Well, that makes me really happy. Our drives for this stuff change over time or even day by day, but checking that our expectations and needs are met is an important first step. I'm glad you want this as much as I do. If it ever changes, though, please tell me. I would never be disappointed. Now that that's out of the way, I think I have some more questions about your switch nature. Yeah, I don't think you're quite the switch you made yourself out to be. I think you're all bark and no bite. I believe every taste are perfectly suited to mine. Well, if you're so confident, let's have a little test. Since you're a switch, you'd enjoy it if I were to be a little more dominant, right? Well, since you agreed, the test will be to see if I can make you admit to being a submissive good boy for me. And only a submissive good boy. If you want me to stop, you know the safe word. Until then, I want to get this shirt off of you. Arms up, baby. Good boy. I want you to know that a lot of people misunderstand what it means to have power over someone. They believe the pleasure in commanding, controlling, and forcing someone to please their partner is all there is to enjoy. But there is another side. A side of spoiling you, drawing you in with affirmations, physical affection, and emotional honesty to need me. You'll soon find when my fingers trickle down your shoulders like this, it shoots pleasure up your arms and folds. You'll soon find when I whisper in your ear that I adore your existence as the most beautiful thing to grace my life, it will cause you to catch your breath. You'll soon find when I admit how the depth of my love draws me to track down and appreciate every nerve of pleasure you have. You will guide me with your own hands to each and every one. Good boy. You brought my hand to the nape of your neck, but just tracing here is not enough. I love these reactions of yours. They're as delicious as you are. But not too much bucking now. I don't want you knocking me off. Let me also love you for your every mark and blemish. Each one gets its own appreciation. From your sturdy, broad shoulders. To the adorable nick on your chin from last night's shaving. To the lips that say my name sweeter than the most decadent fruit this world has to offer. To your collarbones that beg for my teeth to drag across them. To the red marks of my hands pressed into your chest. From searching for your accelerating breathing as you lose more and more control. Each one deserves my love as I adore the parts that make the whole. So, baby, are you ready to admit it? Look at me when you answer that. Someone's misbehaving. You give me the best excuses to do something I've always wanted to try. First, I'll take my index finger. Slowly trace down your jaw from back to front. Babe, you can't even look me in the eyes with your head turned away. Then I'll have my finger fall to your chin. And push. So your beautiful eyes meet mine. ask again. Are you my good submissive boy? No? Oh, well, that's a shame. I guess some punishment is in order. This punishment isn't just for your refusal of the truth, but also a long time coming. It's because I think you're too nice. I hate how people take advantage of it, and I hate it more now that your coworker wants to monopolize it. Oh, you know the one. Don't act stupid. You complained about her far before we got together. The one that hangs off your arm whenever she gets a chance. The girl I peel off of you when I visit you at work and pouts as I do it. That side of you that gives her space to keep doing that. I can't say I'm a fan of that. That's as good a reason as any to have you explore the more common side of being a submissive good boy. Punishment. Oh, well, it's a little too late for excuses now, baby. I don't think you noticed during dinner, but some sauce fell into your jeans, and I think I should wash them before the stain sets. Let me just take these from you. Now that these are off, you look so cold, babe. We can't have that. I'll deal with those pants later. Till then, you'd better cling close to me or you'll freeze. I know you're just acting. Your words are brave, but your body is honest. You've always loved keeping your apartment rather cold since you run hot. If only I had some glass I needed cut, I think you might be able to help me. You're shivering. Before I can warm you up, I need to take these wrists of yours. Prop them above your head. And now I have free rein to make sure your coworker gets the message. Oh, what's the message? Oh, honey, you're so innocent. We'll start with your neck. Right where you led me earlier. Then your collarbone. I've been aching to try a bite off. Hey now, don't overreact because I can bite harder. But please, girl like that again. That made my body boil. Just a few more marks to send the message home. One for your chest. One for each shoulder. And one last floor. One last for your stomach. You shivered as I slid down there, babe. Was that because you're cold, or were you hoping for more? You're cute. You'd be cuter if you finally embraced your true nature. Seeing your reaction sent it home. I know I'm right. I know you're a submissive boy looking for me to take control and spoil you. And sometimes punish you. I want control of you. I will leave nothing to be desired and less to the imagination. If you just admit it. You're so damn stubborn. I love it. I'll take my time convincing you. This test is far from over. But for the rest of tonight, I want to appreciate you more and bully you less. Let's start by covering ourselves with this blanket. then I'll light back on top of you again. And at last, I'll finally appreciate your lips. Come here.